Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of my favorite aspects of this building, though, is that in the swimming pool, which is a beautiful pool, when you're swimming, the music from Carnegie Hall is piped in under the water.
Wow.
And I would say that is like the true height of luxury.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
Let me ask you the same question, and let's try to get a little bit more of an honest answer. Don't you think it's a little bit crazy what's going on in New York real estate?
I'm as flabbergasted by real estate prices sometimes as I am by prices of anything. I went to the bodega and I bought milk and cookies yesterday and it was $20. I didn't actually lose a beat. And then as I was walking away, I was like, did I just really give that person $20 for this? And you're in Brooklyn and you're getting bespoke and you're getting fresh. And, you know, it's like a great quality of life.
Real estate, and I will always say this, I still think as an investment is one of the worst investments you could ever make.
Hey, I'm Kate Osborne.
I'm Lila Shapiro. And we are the hosts of Surreal Estate,
a brand new show all about real estate.
In this podcast, we're going to be looking at housing and all of its many discontents, the good, the bad, of one of the most basic aspects of life, where we live.
Yeah, and we think this is a perfect time to be talking about these things. As a country, we're in many ways still reeling from the financial crisis, which was all about the floor dropping out of the housing market.
Something we all know was fueled by Wall Street making money off of our shared desire to own a little piece of the pie.
The American dream of owning a home took a really bad beating back then.
And now it feels, well, surreal when you consider that people are buying $50 million apartments in Manhattan without even looking at them first.
Right, which just got us thinking, where are we now? As in, where and how are we living? And have we forgotten some of those really hard lessons we were forced to learn just a few years ago?
And if we have forgotten those, should we collectively be worried? When you consider that a lot of our problems in this country go back to the ownership of property.
Some of this is a little wonky, but a lot of it's just the personal and the political, that is these intimate spaces we call home.
We're hoping to give a bit of contour to things that are happening in the street level by trying to ask some big questions with small stories. Like, is gentrification just a euphemism for economic and often racial segregation?
Yeah, street level colonialism.
As we see it, real estate isn't just about numbers and how much you have left on your mortgage or how much you have due next month in rent. It's also about our attachments to the physical spaces we inhabit.
Right. So that's what we're aiming for, at least.
Totally. We're an independent shop.
That's probably overselling it. We don't have a shop at all, and it's just kind of me and Pro Tools.
That said, we will be launching our first episode this month, so please keep your ears open for that.
In the meantime, send us your stories of home. Email us at lesurrealestate@gmail.com. That's lesurrealestate@gmail.com.
And if your email address is surrealestate@gmail.com, please get in touch because we'd love to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Okay.